From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The United States is trying to determine if an airstrike last week in Syria killed a top Islamic State leader. A defense spokesman said a coalition airstrike Friday near the town of al-Shadadi targeted Tarkan Batirashvili, also known as Abu Omar al-Shushani, or Omar the Chechen. He's described as the IS Minister of War. Terrorism analyst Max Abrams of Northeastern University questions the value of taking out so-called high-value targets as a way of defeating the IS group.
It's not even clear that removing the very, very top guys really has a meaningful effect in terms of reducing the ability of the group to mount operations or in terms of expediting the demise of the organization.
The U.S. had placed a $5 million reward on the IS leader's head. He was a Syrian-based Georgian national who held numerous top positions in the IS group. Political talks between Syria and the opposition are set to formally resume Wednesday, although key players will likely be absent. A spokesperson for UN Syria envoy Stefan de Mistura said some participants will not arrive until March 13th or 14th. The talks are aimed at ending a five-year conflict that has killed more than a quarter million and driven millions from their homes. Niger's opposition coalition announced Tuesday it's dropping out of this month's presidential election runoff, calling the entire system unfair. The Coalition for Political Change in Niger denounced the results of the first round, won by incumbent President Mahamadou Issoufou, as, quote, grotesque and cooked up. It says its candidate, Hama Amadou, will not take part in the second round scheduled March 20th, but promised to keep working to keep Mr. Issoufou from winning another term. This is VOA News. Iran says it conducted ballistic missile tests this week at several sites in order to show its deterrent power and readiness to confront threats. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said Tuesday the tests were not a violation of international nuclear deal with Tehran, but may have violated a UN Security Council resolution.
The United States is going to continue to deepen our coordination with our other allies and partners in the region to try to counter Iran's ballistic missile program. The truth is there already are other sanctions and prohibitions that are in place that are intended to mitigate or even limit Iran's ballistic missile program.
The tests come 2 months after the U.S. imposed new sanctions against five Iranian nationals and a network of companies linked to banned missile activity. Slovenia, Croatia, and Serbia all say they're no longer allowing migrants to pass their borders with no plans to apply for asylum, effectively closing off the so-called Balkan route taken by many migrants and refugees headed north. The action is in line with a decree Monday at an EU meeting in Brussels that members must return to enforcement of the open border Schengen agreement. Meanwhile, UN Refugee Agency says it's concerned parts of an EU-Turkish plan to stem the flow of refugees and migrants to Greece, including a possible blanket return of individuals, may violate international law. William Spindler is a UNHCR spokesman.
On the face of what appears to have been agreed, we are concerned about any arrangement that involves the blanket return of all individuals from one country to another without sufficiently spelled out refugee protection safeguards in keeping with international obligations.
EU leaders have expressed confidence a full agreement can be reached with Turkey at a summit next week. Tunisian security forces killed five suspected militants in new clashes Tuesday near its border with Libya following an attack Monday on the border town of Ben Gourdain in which 55 were killed. U.S. Defense spokesman Peter Cook says the U.S. continues to watch the threat posed by the Islamic State in Libya.
Watch the metastasis of ISIL in Libya. We believe that the ISIL in Libya does pose a threat that merits significant scrutiny by the United States. We've demonstrated a willingness to take out ISIL leadership in Libya.
Tunisia has had to grapple with extremists on both its eastern and western borders. In U.S. presidential politics, New York real estate developer Donald Trump added three more states to his column of Republican presidential primary victories Tuesday, winning Mississippi, Michigan, and Hawaii. On the Democratic side, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton took Mississippi but lost Michigan to rival Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. In Asia market activity, equities lost ground Wednesday as further evidence mounts of a weakening Chinese economy. China Tuesday released a report showing a sharp drop-off in exports in February. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.